Welcome, everyone, to the College of Education First Gen Me podcast. I'm Dr. Jackie Thomas Miller, Director of Advising and Retention. I'm here again to share this small space with you. We are excited with our special guest today from the Office of Teacher Licensure, Rachel Swank. Rachel, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you for having me.
I am just really excited because you're one of our new members to Academic Services, but you've been here before.
Yeah, my situation's a little interesting. I was actually the graduate assistant in the Office of Teacher Education and Licensure 10 years ago when I was doing my master's degree, and then I taught for 10 years, and then I've just come back now as a licensing advisor in the same office.
And we're just so excited to have you, and I'm glad that I'm able to interact and work with you. And what I'm gonna do now, I'm gonna start with my initial question. What does the first generation college graduate identity mean to you?
For me personally, you know, as a teacher, as a mother, I've always tried to lead by example. And so having three young daughters, and again, being a teacher, I think it's important to, you know, model this idea that there are so many different opportunities, and that even though your parents may not have done this, their parents may not have done that, there are lots of opportunities, and college is just one of them. Mm-hmm. So it really means a lot to me that I can show that to my children, to my former students, that even though my parents came from a generation where college wasn't necessary to obtain a higher level position, in today's world, it is. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I have that sort of background to be able to lead with.
You know, and Dr. Mason shared in our last episode how he had to just break down the door and change that family identity. And many of our former guests had to do the same thing. As first generation college graduates, we're the first. Mm-hmm. And all of a sudden, people in our family are like, okay, and you think you're better than we are? Many of us earned our doctorate degree. I'm sure because I had it said to me, okay, now you think you're better than we are?
I think the expectation, there was always a high expectation put upon me. I'm an only child. I was the female. So my father always had an incredibly high expectation of me. But I don't even think he realized that as times were changing, it was going to take a college background and a college degree, and in some cases, multiple degrees, to be able to obtain that high level. Mm-hmm. So when I was graduating college, you know, I had an offer to go to Johns Hopkins University, and I also had an offer for UNLV. I'm from Las Vegas. And that was going to be a full ride. It was full tuition, books, wow, everything. And so my family kind of pushed me towards the UNLV one because they thought it was more practical, mm-hmm, as opposed to pushing for the Johns Hopkins, which would have been an immense amount of debt, but, you know, could have definitely led to different opportunities.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You know, one thing I know, in my own circumstance, my family was just so proud, you know, just to know that their daughter, see, I was the middle child, and I had a brother ahead of me, a brother behind me, and neither one of them was even thinking about college. But my family, let's just say my parents, were just so proud, and they were all like, now, Doc, you know, how you doing, Doc? And How did your family, because, you know, you said you wanted to lead by example. You know, being an educator, and I was a former teacher also, we always have that instinct as teachers that we just want to lead our youth and, of course, our own children. But as a mother, how was it for you? What kind of feeling did you have as a first-generation college graduate when you interacted with your parents after you earned all of these accolades in college.
It was interesting how the dynamic then started to shift. My mother was always happy in whatever I was doing. If I was happy, she was happy. But again, it was with my father. It was interesting, whereas college, I don't want to say he didn't think it was necessary to educate a woman, but just that to be successful at the time, college was not necessary. But then once I entered college and got my bachelor's degree and then moved here to Purdue for my master's degree, then it became interesting because then it was like, well, now you're going on for your doctorate, correct? Mm-hmm. So then there couldn't be enough college education. So that was, again, it was interesting how that perspective kind of started to turn. So I think for my children, I just really want them to know there are lots of options. Mm-hmm. You know, just because you receive financial aid for one university doesn't mean we can't make another university happen. Mm-hmm. And even if they decide that college is not for them, you know, going into a trade school, becoming a welder, mm-hmm. agriculture, anything like that, that there are so many opportunities out there, mm-hmm. and there is so much information and funding, and just to make them aware of that.
Mm-hmm. And you know, you brought up a good point. College is not for everybody. And that's great that we as first generation college graduates can see that. Mm-hmm. We can see that in our own children. You know, we want our children, of course, to go to college. But sometimes it's not for everyone, at least a four-year institution or beyond. And just like you mentioned, trade school, you know, get a trade, learn a skill. And that is something that I have always talked to my students about. Mm-hmm. You know, don't think that just because you can't go to Purdue or any other four-year institution that you can't go to college. There are great community colleges here also. And I just really appreciate your perspective today. And I just want to make sure that there's anything else that you want to say to our first generation students who are listening, because I'm telling you, they all have their headphones just so close to their ears right now because they just love coming in, tuning into our podcast. So how would you like to close us out today?
Maybe just thinking back to some things, you know, as a first generation college student myself, that there are so many resources out there. There are so many resources out there with knowledge. There's so much funding out there. You know, as a first generation college student, I kind of felt like I was on my own in making a lot of those decisions. But there are so many resources, avenues for opportunity, internships, like so many possibilities, that don't be afraid to reach out and don't be afraid to actually get out there and explore it, mm-hmm. just because you are the first.
Right. And you know, I bet you there's some students saying, okay, where did you find all those resources? How can I find them? Because that's what I hear. Where are they?
You just have to ask. I think sometimes it's just asking the question. And then, you know, even if it's something that my office can't provide, I can point you in the right direction. Mm-hmm. If it's something that their office, you know, I think it's just asking the questions.
Right. Dr. Obenchain said that. Questions, yes. And we're all reinforcing that statement. So thank you so much again today, Ms. Swank. And as always, we hope that you tune in again to our next First Gen Me podcast. And this is Dr. Jackie Thomas Miller wishing everyone an enjoyable day.